Good morning, everybody, and welcome to this Tuesday, the 5th day in September of 2023. I'm your host, Michael Kimmett, bringing you four of the most crucial current events in cyber and technology that you need to make it through your Tuesday. And we're going to start with a children's cartoon. Paw Patrol is a children's cartoon that embodies small canines. And there is a whole slew of merchandise associated with the brand, to include some biscotti. Well, if you purchase Paw Patrol biscotti in the UK, just know that there is a recall for butter biscotti, chocolate chip biscotti, yummy and yummy apple and raspberry bake bars are all being recalled because there's a website that is listed on the packaging, appykidsco.com. And that URL has been apparently repurposed by someone who is pushing adult-themed Chinese content. So if your children get the package, go to the website thinking that they are being directed, as the package implies, to their favorite canine cartoon characters. They may find, unfortunately, some adult content on the other end. So the parent company, Lidl GB, has worked with the UK retailer to issue a recall and is making everyone aware that you should be very careful about where your kids are navigating, even if the URL is on a package on something as benign as a Paw Patrol snack. We're going to move from the UK and Paw Patrol to universities, and this one is in Sydney. The University of Sydney has stated that they were the victim of a data breach related to a third-party service provider. They didn't provide a lot of details. They did say that this data breach did not impact existing students, staff, faculty, or donors, but rather there was some exposed personal information. They didn't give any details on exactly what kind of personal information. But the personal information of anyone who has applied from an international perspective. So international applicants had data stolen. There's no time frame in terms of how far back, if you applied, your data was stolen. The write-up from Sydney states only recently. So the University of Sydney is still investigating. They have engaged the proper authorities to help them investigate. It's unclear which third party was breached, but if you have applied internationally to be a student at the University of Sydney, just know that criminals may have access to your personal information. And we're going to fly back across the world all the way to Germany. And Germany has something called the German Federal Financial Supervisory Authority, also known as BaFin. So BaFin or BaFin is a very important organization. They're responsible for overseeing insurance companies, investment firms, financial institutions, even overseeing banks directly. And Monday, they had an outage that impacted, at a minimum, anyone who wanted to apply for a job. The job application website or domain was impacted by a distributed denial of service attack. Also, if you're a whistleblower in Germany, that same site is what is used for that activity, so there was no whistleblowing activity yesterday on Monday. All systems are back up and running. There's no one who has claimed responsibility for this particular attack, but what you need to know is that the media is speculating that as Germany has, under pressure from NATO, supported Ukraine with things like finances and military weapons, a lot of pro-Russian hacktivists have taken action against German institutions and organizations, and so the media is speculating that is what has happened here. Now, to be clear, there's no direct indication at this point. It could be a hacktivist, it could be someone unhappy with capitalism, for example. A lot of ideologically motivated criminals could be at play here, but it is also a key way historically that pro-Russian hacktivists express their discontent. So what you need to know is that money is something that people want and demand access to when they need it, especially in a digital commerce environment. And it's alarming to see that hacktivists are targeting that system, even if in this case it was only some business functions of the organization that oversees all of the financial matters in Germany. We're going to end today on another critical resource that people demand be available at all times. While we want our money, we also want our electricity. Electricity is very important and a very staple of human life in today's day and age, from heating our homes to cooling our homes, to providing us internet, to cooling our food, all the important things in life that we require in today's day and age. And so in Canada, in the province of Quebec, specifically Montreal, there's an organization known as the Commission des Services Électriques de Montréal, or CSEM. So CSEM is a public agency, and they're responsible for undergrounding all of the electrical wires in Montreal proper. And unfortunately, we now know that CSEM was a victim of ransomware. They had an unspecified business impact and had data stolen by operators of the Lockbit ransomware module. This attack occurred on the 3rd of August, and CSEM opted to not pay any ransom. And that is how we really know about the story, because Lockbit decided that if you're not going to pay the ransom, we're going to publicly expose the data we stole from you. And that could be really bad, because it could be sensitive data from things like customers, things like consumers, etc. But CSEM is saying that they're a public agency, that all of their projects are subject of public documents, and all of their plans, engineering, construction, and management are already publicly available. And as such, why would they pay a criminal for exposing data that was already exposed? So no ransom paid. There is some speculation about some troubles that Lockbit as an organization are having in terms of processing their victim data and getting paid as of late. But despite reports of these organizational struggles and manpower struggles of the criminal gangs committing these crimes, the crime continues to happen. And while, yes, in this case, there was no significant impact, we can see again another sector involved with some critical resource being targeted by criminals because they know that uptime of resources is crucial to organizations and to people, and that restoring them is a sort of panic response that will often result in these criminal gangs actually getting paid. That'll do it for me today. Thank you all so very much. Have a fantastic and outstanding day. It's going to be a great one, so stay safe, stay strong, stay healthy. We'll see you tomorrow. Michael Kimmett signing off. Ciao. Welcome back, listeners. Today's tip of the cap goes to a fisherman in Minnesota. Teenager Connor Halsa is getting a sincere tip of the cap because while fishing in Lake of the Woods, Minnesota, the teenager came across not a fish, but a wallet full of cash. And instead of pocketing the cash and continuing to fish for more fish, the teenager instead tracked down the previous owner, who lived over 600 miles away and had lost the wallet over a year ago. And so in a strange twist of fate, Connor also was able to reunite the owner with their wallet and their money, taking none of the money for themselves, simply doing a good deed. So to you, Connor also, for your outstanding fishing skills, for your dedication to humanity, and for displaying incredible integrity, a sincere tip of the cap, and please keep on fishing.